It was a perfect sunny afternoon in Darwin. Temperatures hovered around 33 degrees Celsius, relatively normal for this time of year. The small park across the street from Maggie Donovan's office was a hive of activity. Small children were playing in the adventure playground while their mums sipped coffee under the shade of the huge laurel trees. Business people scurried through with their heads down, dodged by youths on electric scooters, and couples strolled along the pathways surrounding the duck pond and fountains. One couple in particular caught Maggie's eye as she gazed out the picture window of the conference room, drawing her attention away from the staff meeting she was currently in. The woman, a tall blonde with an athletic figure, stood next to a baby carriage and was rocking it slowly back and forth. An older gentleman in a well-tailored dark suit approached the woman. He was tall as well, with greying hair at his temples. As Maggie watched the couple share a romantic embrace and then proceed down the path pushing the stroller between them, she felt the slow burn of anger and jealousy in the pit of her stomach. A long sigh escaped her lips as she reflected on her feelings. She hated that even after 18 months, she could still feel the pangs of jealousy and resentment over her divorce. It wasn't the couple's fault. They'd done nothing wrong. It was simply that they were a reminder that her husband of 34 years had left her for a younger woman who so happened to be blonde and fit like the lady at the park. And Maggie had only recently found out that they were now expecting their first child together. This news had torn open the old wounds. She could still remember the pain and shock when she first found out her politician husband was having an affair with a woman in his office. It was followed closely by the betrayal of being served with divorce papers. He wanted to move on and enjoy his new relationship with Mandy. That was her name, the woman who had come between her and her husband and broken up their family. The infidelity by itself had been a great shock, but the fact he was so ready to throw 34 years away was even more so. He didn't even want to give their relationship a chance to be repaired. It was as if being caught in his infidelity had freed him from all his familial obligations. He had declared he didn't love her anymore and hadn't for a long time. That revelation alone had rocked Maggie to the core. It had shattered her heart and her confidence as a wife, as a mother, and as a woman. It had taken her months of therapy to begin to cope with her new life, and seeing that couple had brought it all back.